You ready for a sweet treat just in time for the holidays? Cooking with Claude this morning, my mom is making Christmas snowballs. Good morning, Mom. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, honey. Thanks for having me.
These look delicious. Have you made these before?
Never.
I didn't think so. These look really good. What are they?
But I'm trying to get into, like, instead of more cooking, like, around Christmas, like the desserts.
Oh, I'm not against that at all. I think it's a great idea. I very much support that, and I hope you continue to do that at least for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, thank you. We all appreciate that. So what are these Christmas snowballs? Like, what do they taste like? They look like donuts. They look like mini donuts.
They're like, they're sort of like a sugar cookie, and they're very finely chopped walnuts, and then the powdered sugar over them. So they're just like, I mean, they're better than a sugar cookie, but it's kind of, and there's no really sugar in it except for the powdered sugar. So, but anyway, they're just a kind of a nutty, great tasting cookie is all I could tell you.
Yeah, well, nutty. That fits in very well with our family. So how do you make them?
You're so cute.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
So you start with 2 cups of flour, 2 1/4 cups of flour, 3/4 of a cup of walnuts, which I ended up putting in more. I ended up just putting in 2 full packages, the little packages of the finely chopped walnuts. So there's like extra walnuts and salt if you need it. And I didn't use any salt in it. So you just want to combine the flours and walnuts kind of together in a bowl and leave them on the side. And then you want to take a cup of unsalted butter. I think I had salted, so therefore you don't need to add salt if you use salted butter. 1 teaspoon of vanilla and 1/2 cup of the powdered sugar. And then you want to like beat that all together until it's creamy. And then you add the 2 ingredients together. I ended up doing them like with my hands, you know, like they used to do back in the old Italian days where you mushed everything with your hands.
I still do that. I think it's the easiest way. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that's how I did my cookie swap cookies the other night. 8 dozen. I don't even think I told you this, Mom. I made 8 dozen caramel snickerdoodle cookies.
Wow.
I know,
that's
right?
Wonderful.
Derek said, well, I think it's great that you're spreading cheer. Let's not do this again. It was a lot. It was a lot. And Chase hated that I was like out of commission for 1.5 hours. Our kitchen looked like it was, you know, in a war zone. But yeah, that was the only way to do it was to mix it by hand. I don't really like the mixers.
Well, unless you have like the Cuisinart, like, you know, where the thing mixes it all together.
Yeah, I don't.
Of course, I can't find my blades.
Well, and so, I won't buy one, so.
You know, like as great as modern technology has become, I'm still behind the eight ball.
I wouldn't say you're behind the eight ball. I say that you're innovative and you use your hands. I think a lot of bakers and cooks do that. They'd still, I mean, maybe not in like a professional kitchen for understandable reasons, but yeah. I think wash your hands. You're fine. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
So you use your hands. You mix it all together.
So then I made a big ball, you know, and you get it all nice and like buttery big ball, and then you make about 1-inch circles. I put it on parchment paper because
you have to.
Told me to do. They said put it on parchment paper.
So you know what?
Oh, parchment.
Well, and what's funny, Mom, is I realized when I made my cookies the other night, I didn't use parchment paper. The first 2 batches were atrocious. They baked fine, but they stuck to the pan, and the way that they expanded, they almost like melted versus rose up. For some reason, parchment paper.
First thing on my grocery list today is parchment paper.
Right. So that's, I went and got parchment paper, and what a difference. What a difference. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. So parchment paper, go on.
Yes. And then I made like 1-inch balls, and I put them in the oven until they were, you know, just lightly brown, like 8 to 10 minutes. And then it was funny. I took them out and I let them cool, and then I rolled them in powdered sugar. And I'm like, well, gosh, these don't look like snowballs. They're like brownish because it all melted. So I thought, well, let me wait until the morning. And then this morning, I rolled them again, and they're as white as snow.
That's amazing. And they look beautiful. I'm looking at them, the presentation. They're perfect. They're really perfect.
I know.
Perfect.
I don't know what to do with them. I don't know whether I should bring them to the office. I don't know if I should leave them here.
Bring them either to the office, Mom, or bring them to Lucy's. Her family's all in from Brazil. They'll like them.
Yes.
Aren't we going there for dinner tonight?
Yes.
All right, so bring them to dinner.
Yes.
I want to try one.
Oh, yes, and I'll bring them to dinner.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Those are the Christmas snowballs made by my mother right here on WICC. And if you want to get that recipe and hear the breakdown of this, it's going to be up on our podcast right as the show wraps up at 10 o'clock. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, honey.
I love you.
I love you more.
Aw. I told you, don't compete, though. That's not nice. I don't like when you do that. And I can't go back and forth because I've run out of time. But I do love you.